James chapter 5. From verse 13, it says, "Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him." Should I go on? Verse 16, James chapter 5. "Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." Elias, that's Elijah, was a man subject to like passions as we are. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Hallelujah. Now, this scripture is a guide on prayer, you know, or a guide on how the believer should conduct himself, in whatever situation that he's in. The Bible is a guidebook. It's full of instructions, full of wisdom. And if you and I, you know, want to enjoy, you know, what heaven, you know, contains for us, what God wants to give us, then we have to understand from the scriptures how God wants us to behave. You know, a lot of us, you know, are not receiving from God like we should, because we don't comply with scriptures. God is bound to his word. Amen. Whatever we do outside the word of God, God does not bless. I know you've heard people say something like God perfect will, God permissive will. Actually, there's no such thing as God perfect and permissive will. There's God's will. It's either it's God's will or it's not God's will. God does not... God may... You see, the way God created us is so we can exist like gods in some way, have the power of choice, the power to choose our path, the power to decide what we want for ourselves. And whatever we want for our lives, whichever direction we want to go, God is not going to come twist our arms and say, "No, you can't do that. If you do, I'll kill you." Everyone has his life to live the way he wants it. And someday he's going to stand before God to give account. Hallelujah. That's why I have an arm. It might not be the way you see it. I may be, maybe, I don't know how you see it, but I have no problem with the government, for instance, allowing same-sex marriage. I have no problem with that. I don't believe that we should legislate, you know, Christianity, legislate the ways of God. I believe it's in the scriptures. Everyone can choose his life. If you want to be gay, you can go on and be a gay person. If you want to be a drunkard, you can go on and be a drunkard. If you want to be a child of God, then you can be a child of God. Everyone has his life to live the way he wants to. But someday, each one of us will stand before God and give account of himself. Amen. Hallelujah. But if you are a believer, if you are a child of God, if you are part of this kingdom, then this should be your code of practice, your code of conduct. Your life must be ordered by what is written in the scriptures. Am I speaking to you this morning? Praise the Lord. And so this book, this passage in John tells us, it gives us like five instructions. It says each one of us, number one, must learn to pray, against his affliction. Must learn to pray himself that God would deliver him from his affliction. Is any among you afflicted? He says, let him pray. Is something not right with your health? The Bible says pray. Is something not right with your finances, about your career, about your marriage? The Bible says let him pray. You feel uncomfortable. You feel life is hard for you. The Bible says let him pray. The Bible did not say let him go to see a man of God to pray for him. Let him pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Each one of us have equal access to God. There are no intermediaries in this kingdom. The only intermediary between us and God is Jesus Christ. Together, we are joint heirs with Jesus. There's no one that is preferred by God above you. You are a covenant child of God, having one-on-one access to God. And you have no need of anyone to represent you before God. You can represent yourself. You know, that too much dependent on human beings, that until some human being prayed on you, until some human being poured oil on you or give you a handkerchief, nothing happens. You know that it's the creation of man. It's not the way this kingdom is formed. If you read Ephesians chapter 4, you will see that actually the reason why we have the fivefold ministry gifts, that's the office of the prophet, the evangelist, the apostle, the teacher, and the pastor, is so that they can teach us and we all can grow and mature and conform to the very image and the stature of Christ. That no one of us remains a child. We all can be together, grown up, matured, intelligent, blessed, living victorious life above sin, above all the schemes of the devil. That no one is looking up to someone to do something for God to hear him. You have access to God. And I've said in this place before that a lot of times, I mean it, it's serious, I'm serious about that. A lot of times, the people who tell you we are praying for you are not praying. And if you are counting on people's prayer, the Bible did not say we should count on anyone's prayer. It says, is any among you afflicted? What should he do? Let him pray. You have to learn to pray yourself. And I believe that the prayer that you pray yourself for your own need, for your own burden, carries more anointing than the prayer that anyone can pray for you. You see, one of the things that prayer does is that it gives God permission to be involved with your life. This is what the Bible says. You desire something. You lust after it. Sometimes you even kill for it. But you do not have it because you do not pray. You have not asked for it. God has given you your life to live it whichever way you want it. And God hardly interferes in your choices. But prayer is a way you invite God to come into your life, to come into your home, to come into your affairs, to be involved with your affliction. And no man has right to your life and your affairs like you do. The only person who has the right to permit God into your life and your affairs is you. Intercession is good. It's good. Intercession is good. But it makes God stir you up. The Holy Spirit comes and he ministers to you and he makes you willing. Hallelujah. So you can open up. But the only person who has the right to allow God into your life and take charge of your affairs, it's you, no one else. Hallelujah. That is why, you know, knowing to pray for yourself. And the next most powerful aspect of prayer is intercession, is agreement prayer. Because when I am agreeing with you, I said, please, I want us to pray about it. I'm saying, you can step into my shoe. Together we can allow this to happen. I agree that your prayer works for me. Whatever you are speaking to God concerning me, I agree that it works for me. Does that make sense? But the point I'm making, and these are scriptural instructions, you know, it says, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. It's good to know that people are praying for you. But it's better if you're praying yourself. And no matter how much someone loves you, he can never feel the way you feel. No one can ever come to God with your kind of burden for your own affliction. He cannot feel it. Are you listening to me? You know where it hurts. You know how it feels to be there. And when you come to God with that passion, is a kind of passion that no one who knows about your situation can ever come to God with. The prayer that you pray yourself for yourself is very powerful. So I charge you this morning to be prayerful and to learn to pray about your own need, your own concern, your own challenges. I pray for Victory Assembly, but don't count on my prayer. No, not that word. Don't solely depend on my prayer. Because possibly, at the time you need me to pray for you, You really feel someone should pray for you now, maybe that will be the time that I'll be having my own challenge as well. Pastors are not spirits. Hope you understand that. Maybe that will be the time that I'm having my own issues as well. Learn to pray. Praise the Lord. Learn to pray. And God, He will answer you. Just one more scripture, then I close. Jeremiah 29:11. He says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." God says, "I'm thinking about you. You were in my thoughts. You were in my mind. I have plans for you." Verse 12 says, "Then ye shall call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you." I'm thinking about you. I have great plans for you. I want to change your situation. I want to transform your life. I want to give you a better life. I want you to find genuine peace and fulfillment. I want your job to prosper. I want that door that you think is closed to open, and I can open any door. I think good of you. You know, God has no evil plan for anyone here. Are you with me? God thinks no harm, no evil for anyone here. You may be in a tough situation, hard place right now, but I tell you, it's not the will of God that you remain there. Amen. Because He only thinks good of you. And He's saying, if only you can come and pray for me, pray, ask me, give me the permission, the right to get involved in that situation, I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. I leave you with this scripture, and I pray that this week you will engage God and you would pray from your heart whatever that you want to see God do for you. Bow down your heads and pray with me. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I ask, oh God, that you help someone here overcome whatever it is that is making it difficult or hard for him to find time to spend with you. Whatever the thing is that has taken anyone here from your presence, whether it be laziness or discouragement or busyness, even that sense of guilt that is making someone not want to come to the place of prayer, I pray that you roll them out of the person's way. Take them all in the name of Jesus. This week, I pray that the heaven will be open over your people, that when they seek you, they will find you. And whatever they look forward to experiencing this week, I ask that you grant that to them. I stand with you here under this growing glory cloud. I sense God in this place right now. And I stand here under that cloud, and I decree that sicknesses be healed in this place. Amen. I decree that all burdens be lifted. Amen. All yokes broken. Amen. I speak an end of that affliction in the name of Jesus. Amen. I ask that this week you will enjoy God's goodness. Amen. And you will see that the Lord is good. Thank you for hearing us, oh God. Receive all the praise. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Give the Lord a clap of praise. Hallelujah.